Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You see, Travis Kelce is going to start a new theme park and call it Dwan Taylor's.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Because he doesn't want to call it Six Flags. No, but seriously. Travis Kelce is teaming with a group to invest and revive Six Flags.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. At Pop Crave on Twitter if you want to look it up.
Yeah, because Six Flags has kind of gone under around the country. A bunch of them have closed and whatnot. And, you know, it's expensive to go to these theme parks, guys. Like, I don't know how people afford Disney World. Well, I really don't.
Max said yesterday if you had unlimited spending, it'd be a first line package.
Yeah, yeah. You'd get that. I mean, the theme parks, damn, it's so expensive.
Insane.
It really is. It's crazy how expensive, you know, those things are.
That's the only time my dad would let me drink Pepsi or Mountain Dew from a can, because back in the day, Worlds of Fun, if you drank, like, you brought in like a can of Pepsi.
Yeah, you got like,
it was
like
$10 off your ticket or whatever. It was like kids got in for free.
Do they not still do that?
I don't know. That was like 97.
Yeah. I feel like they still have something like, but I don't drink soda that much. So yeah. I don't see
that's
cans.
That's the only time we got to drink it. It was like, hey, we're going to Worlds of Fun. Chug this before we get in there.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, kid.
There it is.
Dad, I want to
shut up. You got a soda.
And let me ask you guys this real fast. My friend Paul just texted me. He goes, business idea. Him and I just exchanged the dumbest text.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's where the text from the garage idea comes from, because we have these dumb conversations. Business idea, bacon flavored gum.
Nope. Out.
I don't know about that.
I'm good on that.
Nope. Bacon flavored gum. I bet if we put it out there, people would buy it.
Sure they would.
People dieting would buy it.
Oh, that's it's not bacon. A diet, it's a lifestyle change.
There you go.
Okay. Nice. I know you're in your quinoa era now, right?
Yeah. God.
See that hard eye roll? Yeah.
I love quinoa. Dude,
no,
mix
it's
it with
fine.
Everything.
It is good. Honestly, I'm okay lightly. With it now. It's just like I wish I would have gotten the warning. You know, Hannah comes back from Trader Joe's. It's quinoa. It's organic. This. It's
yeah. But it really is the best way to do it, man. Like if you can go organic and not eat the processed food, I mean, 2 weeks in Italy, we all felt like our lives started over. I mean, I'm not kidding, and it's just because you don't have that processed foods and all that stuff. But that I love quinoa. I could eat that every single day, man. You can put that on anything. It's an ancient grain.
You guys make being single seem really awesome.
Do you guys agree with Binkley about Rashee Rice being the guy?
I love it.
Do you?
I do.
Tell
personally.
Me why. Tell me why.
Because, I mean, I think he's...
First game back, 10 targets.
Yeah, exactly. Because Mahomes trusts this guy. He just relies on him like we haven't seen besides 87. I think this is a security blanket with the explosiveness of maybe not a Tyreek Hill, but more than a Kelsey. Like, he's the best of both worlds kind of thing. There's the chemistry that we already see. And Binkley made a good point. Like, you're probably going to get a top 15 wide receiver for not top 15 wide receiver money.
Yeah, you're going to get him on the cheap.
Yeah, because of the injury, because of the suspension. Like, you'll get a little bit of a discount, and I agree with Binkley's philosophy in general that, like, hey, man, sign wide receivers, get these guys locked up, make 15's life easier. You've got the left tackle. Maybe you've got a right tackle for the future. Lock up number four, baby.
Yeah, I don't hate the idea at all of locking up Rashee Rice because I do think you can get him. I don't want to say for pennies on the dollar because that wouldn't be, you know, what the case is. But, you know, the Chiefs have been loyal to him. You would hope he would return that loyalty. It's like when the Royals would go out and pay guys, you know, take those years off of arbitration trying to, you know, do the right thing and to curry good favor. I think that those are the type of things that you do. Rashee Rice now obviously he's had the off the field stuff. And you mentioned the injury as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you forget that. It's like, oh, the suspect. No, he was injured all of last year. Too. Yep. And so now you have the opportunity to give him a little financial security, but also save yourself money on the back end. Has he emerged more important to sign at this point than Trent McDuffie?
In my opinion, yes.
Okay. What do you think, Dust Man?
Well, who's the best player on the team?
Patrick Mahomes.
And what do you want to do to Patrick Mahomes?
Accentuate his game. Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's a great topic, man. It really is. What do you guys think on the text line?
So I will say this. Couldn't you also do what they did with Tyreek where they just gave him like an extension? They didn't give him the full contract.
They gave him basically a bonus every year.
Again, it wasn't the same sort of issues on and off the field, but they were off the field issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You've got to earn that trust back. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that being a mentor, doing stuff around the community that we've been told or we've seen on, you know, socials or whatever. So, hey, here's your first little reward. We're going to give you a 2-year extension bump. And then once that plays out, then you will be that free agent. You'll still have the opportunity to maybe get that bag. And maybe that bag is in Kansas City. And by then you've had, you know, the years to kind of have that McDuffie contract, Kelsey's contracts off the books, Jones contracts off the books. The guys that you've signed, Karloftis and Bolton and those guys you brought back, they're in the middle of those. And then you have the offensive line as well that you're doing all this stuff. So I would say like you would see a similar sort of history with what they did with Tyreek Hill, not necessarily be the, you know, the offseason moves that you see with these receivers all the time where it's, hey, they gave him the 6-year, $177 million contract because, you know, he's not Justin Jefferson. He's not Ja'Marr Chase. He's not A.J. Brown. He's not yet. He's not these guys. But like Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson and A.J. Brown didn't have an issue outside of football.
Right.
They, you know, they did their thing. They obviously A.J. Brown went to Philadelphia, whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. I think that there is that's there. And we know that contract talks can get pretty ugly, whether it's radio, whether it's football, baseball, whatever. I still go back to the Jeter documentary where he's like, arbitration meeting was terrible.
Terrible. That's the worst thing you can do.
He's like, mentally, it drained me.
Yep.
And, you know, not to be that guy, but your mental health is the most important thing you could possibly have in life.
It is.
And when you're Derek Jeter and you're sitting there and they're like, well, you're, you know, average fielder. You're not really above 300 hitter. You did it a couple times. Like, are you that great? Like, and then Jeter's like,
I'm your captain.
All right, we'll get to this. So I do think that's where they might go.
Because arbitration, Dusty, it is really the worst thing that you can do because it's the job of the team to go in and prove why you suck. Even though they want you there, it's their job to go tell the arbiter, you know, why this guy sucks and why he shouldn't get that money. How awful of a process is that? Like, baseball should get rid of arbitration because it's not good for anybody. The GMs hate it. The players hate it. It's just a terrible, terrible, terrible process. But like if you're Rashee Rice, you could get away with giving him, I like that idea, like a small 2-year kind of contract. And then once he kind of, you know, takes off and shows that, you know, he's here for long term, then you give him
what is he, 24?
Rice?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sounds right. Yeah, so 23-24.
So in the offseason, you give him the like the little 2 year to make sure you don't get to the UFA year. And then when
25.
You get 25. So then 27, 28, you can still get that.
You know, can still get that. Yeah, you're not 30 at that point. I like that idea.
Plus, he's missed a full season due to injury. He's missed 6 games this year because of a suspension. And then he had the rookie year. So next year's year 4. And again, if I'm going to be, you know, the devil in the arbitration talk, I'm like, well, you missed a full season. You had issues outside the field. You had a rookie year, which you were good. You weren't great. And you played 1 game in this season and we're already in year 4. So no, we're not going to give you $150 million, but here's the deal. Mm-hmm. We'll give you 2 years. You stay with Patrick Mahomes. That's going to elevate your game. You're going to elevate his game. Hand shakes hand. And then guess what? If you all goes well, then here's your contract.
I mean, and there's a good opportunity, guys, that we are going to be talking about Worthy and Rice like we talk about, you know, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins or whoever in Cincinnati. I think
or
it's
AJ
going
Brown
to be
Devontae Smith is a really good comp.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but I think we're going to have those two wide receivers kind of here now in Kansas City where everybody's looking at it and say, mm-hmm. man, that's the best wide receiver duo in the NFL. The only reason I think Trent McDuffie is more important is because of timing. He needs to get done. We don't need to do anything with Rice at this point in time. Trent McDuffie's got the clock ticking because he's a year or two, I guess, older now, and he's coming to the end of that first-year contract. So that's why I think that is the most important one, but I don't hate at all giving him some sort of small extension mm-hmm. right now and keeping him locked in here in Kansas City for the foreseeable future.
And I think the conversation with those two is there's two different words that have two different situations. There's one that is important, and there's one that is deserving. And Trent McDuffie, since he was drafted, I mean, I don't think he's missed a game. If he has, he's missed one, or they didn't play starters. Never been in trouble, great kid,
yep.
community guy, everything's there, lockdown corner, can play against the new renovating position in the slot receiver. That's where he excels, right? So, yeah, I think that's kind of where it is. But before we go to a break.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
You can go to the X page on the Fan 965. It is a Wednesday, so it's a Fesco and Dusty poll question. Which team is the biggest competitor to the Chiefs in the AFC? Bills, Colts, Chargers, Broncos. I'll give you the results so far. 1.5 hours into this show, but coming back on the other side, we talk more about what is important with this Chiefs team moving forward and also Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. It's time for Max Pack.
That's right, baby. Max Pack. He's got a six-pack if he'll ever show it on camera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Real quick, wouldn't be doing my job, fellas, if I didn't bring it up once a week. National Day, real quick. Today is National Tavern Style Pizza Day.
Nice.
Today is National Make a Dog's Day.
Aw. Okay.
National Nut Day. So you could have a Tuesday on a Wednesday.
I just want to win, Jen.
Medical Assistance Recognition Day.
Hey, Vip.
Shout out Hannah. Let's go.
There you go, baby.
Anybody else in the medical industry you guys want to shout out?
You could knock them all out, Mac. You get a pizza tonight.
That's true.
You get a treat for your two dogs.
My dogs.
I don't know what you're going to do for National Nut Day, whatever. And then you could praise your fiance for being
Those last two go together. Yeah.
Okay.
What was the first one you said?
National Tavern Style Pizza
Day. Yeah, that's the real Chicago style pizza.
That thin, crispy.
That's right.
I really like Tavern.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's up there on the tops for me.
It's good.
Costco has a double pack Tavern Style Pizza.
Ooh, okay.
Between that and Motor City, you're set for the week.
Oh, yeah, the Motor City one is really good.
Ooh, so good.
I'll tell you, the Motor City frozen one is much better than some of these other places that are trying to put out a Detroit-style pizza.
It's true.
I had one a couple of weeks ago. My wife and I are like, this is not good.
Go to Providence. That's where you'll really feel the Detroit-style
pizza.
I mean, it's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Smash.
What's also nuts is not Max Pack and Bob's Bottom Feeders, so let's rock and roll.
Let's do it. Let's start at number 5, because I think we all know who's going to be number 1.
That's right.
That's exactly right. The Detroit Lions, number 5. I know the Chiefs kicked their ass last week. Still a really good football team. They came back next week, beat the Bucks, did what they needed to do. Another really good football team. Both dealing with some injuries, but listen, you've got to fight through the adversities, right? You're going to be injured. You're going to have guys out. the Chiefs were able to tread water and stay alive, right?
Yep.
The Lions showing that they are able to do the same.
That's the mark of a really good football exactly. team when you can do that. I heard Dan Campbell yesterday goes, we only gave up 9 points. I don't see anybody else in the league giving up, you know, fewer points than that. I'm like,
you haven't checked the scoreboard. That's okay, Dan
Campbell.
They looked
really good against the Bucs, too, on Monday night.
And that's important because they did it against a good team.
And I know that Tampa Bay team was injured, but it doesn't matter. Like, they were able to take care of business, and they did it dominantly.
What, for the first, basically the first half, they had Abuka, and they had Evans.
Yes, they had those two guys. Yes, that's
another
fair.
Another Bucky back, and Kate Otten will keep being the number one target for Baker for the next couple
and
weeks.
Rashad White's still a beast, and they were able to shut him down.
Also, Detroit got embarrassed. They came back, and they won.
Exactly.
Tampa Bay just got embarrassed. They play the Saints this weekend.
Hammer the Bucs. Look at that. They should kick some ass
Hammer the Bucs.
No, and so I like that. Able to come back from adversity. I like Detroit. They're a well-rounded football
and
team.
And those uniforms.
Number four. And those uniforms.
Oh, those uniforms. Ooh, oh, God.
Buddy.
I just want to win, Jen.
That wasn't the one I wanted.
I know that I'm hard.
Exactly. The Buffalo Bills, not as well-rounded maybe as the Detroit Lions from a roster perspective. I actually think they probably have the worst roster from the top five teams as far as talent is concerned. But they have an elite offensive line, and they have an elite quarterback, and they have a really good head coach. They have a really good running back. They know who they are. They know where their bread's buttered. That defense can be had, to Bob's point. But these last 6 weeks, it's been better. They haven't faced an offense maybe like the full-health Ravens. But we'll see how they do against the Chiefs. I think they play the Colts. They play a couple different teams there.
They also need to get better on offense, Mac. I mean, they've beaten the Jets. They've beaten the Dolphins. They've beaten the Saints. Then they've lost to the Bills, right? And they lost to the they lost to the Patriots, and then they lost to the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep.
And they only put up 14 against the Falcons. They only put up 20 against the New England Patriots. So their wins are against the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Saints, three of the worst teams in the NFL.
100%. There's still question marks there. You play who you play, right?
Yep.
The Colts are the sixth team on this list. You know, spoiler alert, but similar reasons that they haven't played anyone either, but I'm going to put the Bills because of that past precedent. You talk about past precedents, you got to put the champs up there after a big win. The Eagles, man, they can run the ball. They can win a 10-7 game, and Jalen Hurts throws for over 300 yards, three touchdowns, zero picks.
And A.J. Brown's still pissed.
And A.J. Brown's still upset. Devontae Smith over 100 yards, two touchdowns. They're able to pass the ball when they want to. Saquon Barkley, a little interesting. That offensive line is not the same as it was last season.
No, it wasn't going to be.
We knew that, right? Obviously, you set records. You do all these amazing things. It's going to come down a little bit, but, I mean, it's a lot. I don't even know if Saquon Barkley's been a top five running back this year from a statistical standpoint.
What he does. Good year, irrelevant year.
Exactly
good
right.
year, irrelevant year. He's coming off an unbelievable year. He's going to have, like, I've not seen much about Saquon Barkley, and we're through 7 weeks of this NFL season.
Yes.
Because the life of a running back and the life of that particular running back.
They will need that to change if they want to be here in February. The Los Angeles Rams, talk about well rounded. That defense is flying around. It's young. They're great. As long as Stafford stays healthy, Puka can get back. Even without Puka, though, Devontae Adams is still a number one wide receiver. And Sean McVay, similar to Kyle Shanahan, it doesn't really matter who's in there. He's going to plug and play and score points. And then the Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in football. And again, it's not particularly close.
No, it really isn't. You know, we need to get some of that separation, you know, stack another win, get to that 5-3, get the two games over 500, get into that seven-man playoff field so people can start feeling, okay, we're officially back. But we are. I like your top five. It's hard to argue with that. My bottom feeders this week, coming in at number whatever 32 minus 5 is, the Giants get the spot this week. I mean, you gave up 33 points in the fourth quarter. That's almost impossible to do. Impossible to give up 33 points in the last 15 minutes of the game. It wasn't even really the last 15. It was like the last 10 minutes of the game. Like, if they had any balls, they would have fired their defensive coordinator right there and moved on from that guy. That's what you should have done. Coming in at number four, the Las Vegas Raiders. They didn't score a point this past week. And I don't know if you guys saw that. They were shut out 31-0 by the Chiefs. Could have been a lot worse as well. The Raiders come in at number four on that list. Number three, the Cleveland Browns are the third worst team in the NFL right about now. They did get a win. Congratulations to them. You beat the Dolphins. Counts as half a win. Number two are those Miami Dolphins. They don't have a quarterback. They got a head coach that looks like the Unabomber. And have you seen him with the hoodie and the sunglasses? Who didn't think he looks like the Unabomber out there, right? So it's a lost cause there. And then, of course, the Jets still haven't won. They're the worst team in the NFL, and it's particularly not even close. I'm interested to see what they're going to do with the trade deadline and how many guys they're going to move.
Yeah.
because apparently their whole roster is open. Just make a call.
So you said the Colts are just outside the top five.
I put them at
They've
six.
Got one loss. It's against the Rams.
I know.
Yeah, I understand that. But also I would say that what's number seven? Seattle. Don't trust them because they tried to give Houston the game. Mm-hmm. Played sloppy but still won.
Yeah, probably them.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Dallas in your top 10?
Dallas would be my top 10.
Where's Green Bay?
Green Bay would be probably 7 or 8.
Okay. There's your top
Pittsburgh,
10.
Maybe at the bottom, maybe, but they're just not winning a Super Bowl to me.
Yeah.
Personally. No, there's only about three or four teams that really have a chance to win this thing. It's the Rams, it's the Chiefs, it's the Lions.
It's almost like it's the same as last year.
Exactly right.
I mean, people think the NFL has parity, and then you get it doesn't. But what it does, it sells hope better than anybody else, and they do a great job with that. I mean, there's people in Carolina, their team's 4-3. They're getting ready to play Buffalo. And people in Carolina, I guarantee you're going, oh, there's a way we can win this game. That's what the NFL does. It sells hope for every team, except the Jets. They sell hope better than anybody. Did you guys see that kid walking out of the Jet game you were telling me about?
Yeah.
I watched that video I don't know how many times. Mm. That kid's going to be a CEO of a company someday, and that video is going to surface and go, look at this poor kid. And now look at him now. He's the CEO of Johnson & Johnson. Woody hired him.
They actually said it's Woody Johnson's grandson. Going back to the poll question, the biggest competitor for the Chiefs, Bills, Colts, Chargers, Broncos, one of those teams in Mac's top five, and it is the team that leads the way, the Bills, 50% on the voting. 178 votes are in. We'll do it throughout the show on the Fan 965's X page. Who's the biggest competitor to the Chiefs in the AFC? Bills, Colts, Chargers, Broncos. Bills, 50%. Colts, 32.6%. Chargers, 1.1%. Broncos, 16.3%. Carrington has voted, it looks like.
Chargers got a vote?
Yeah.
That seems like a decent percentage.
Interesting stat that there's only one team that Mahomes hasn't beaten in the regular season.
The Chiefs.
The Colts. Can't beat yourself, you play for yourself.
I know,
right?
But yeah. I thought that's what you were going to say. He's beaten everybody already.
Never beaten the Colts in the regular season.
Let's do it. Let's change that.
Yeah, we'll change that.
See.
How many times have they played in the regular season? Once?
With Mahomes? He was on the team when Chris Jones got the penalty against Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Still
What
crazy.
Did he say? Whatever he said, man.
Maybe we'll find out eventually.
The Colts play the Titans this week. Their next three games after that, Steelers, Falcons, then, of course, the Chiefs.
Yep. Are they playing the Falcons? Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Both games would be in a dome anyway. Or either game would be.
Yeah, either game's a dome. But yes, it is at Indianapolis, at Pittsburgh, and then at Kansas City. Win two of those three and look good against the Chiefs. Might get in this top five. Yep.
Right. Yeah.
What if they get blown out by the Chiefs?
Depends on context, but yeah, that would probably not get you in the top five. Past precedent, like you said, Bob, does count for this list.
Sure it does, yeah.
It's like, have you been there? Have you done that? What have you experienced?
Do you know how to win,
yes.
too? And I think having that ability to know how to win, that's why with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, everybody's freaking out. Fine, they know how to win games.
Exactly.
They're going to get this thing done. Does Indianapolis know how to win games yet? I don't know. Their coach has never done it, and quarterback has never done
it. And football is just weird, too, because you look at the Bills and what they don't do well, and that's stop the run. What do the Chiefs do? They don't run. What do the Bills do well? They stop the pass. What do the Chiefs do? They pass. What do the Colts do? They run. What do the Chiefs do? Take out every single running back that's ever had a big name.
Mm-hmm.
What do the Colts not do? They're not going to maybe pass as well against you. They're going to try to run the ball and do that. So it's so matchup based when you look at this season. But I'm here, man. I'm on the edge of my seat for the rest of the season.
I am too. Are you to that point now, though, and Mac on text line as well? Are you to that point now where you said the Bills, what did you say they were? Good against the run or whatever.
Terrible against the run, great against the pass.
So are you in that mindset now where you're like, I don't care about that anymore based on the last 4 or 5 weeks of this offense? Like, I'm going aerial attack on Buffalo. I don't care. We're better than you, and I'm going to assert
100%
my strength on you.
I think the Buffalo-Kansas City matchup is always one of those ones where you could sit there and look at the numbers and say, okay, Buffalo's really good against the pass. They're really bad against the run. The Chiefs are good against the run. They'll give up passing yards. And then that game will be 38-35, and you're like, nothing mattered except whoever had the ball.
It's just one
of those anomaly of a matchups. But something that's not anomaly, we do it every day at 7:30. That's one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Kenny Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. What a day in sports. What a week in sports, really, it has been, but a good day yesterday, too. Lots of entertaining fodder, including our guy Mike Tomlin. He never ceases to just find a good quote, find a good audio bite. He was asked about the playing surfaces, playing on grass versus playing on turf. This is what our guy Mike Tomlin had to say about that.
Are you concerned about the playing surface accuracy, or are you guys not concerned? That's something you're paying attention to going into this.
Not from my perspective, man. I am not a grass expert. I hadn't cut my grass in a long, long time. I coach football. I'm going to stay in my lane.
Mike is.
I don't even know who cuts my grass.
Love is the word that I have there. I love that man. I love him so much. They're also wearing terrible retro jerseys this week. Did you see his comment on that? I'll take the same thing I said about the grass. That's not.
Oh, yes, yes. I couldn't find that clip. Same thing I said about the grass.
They're wearing caution tape.
Yeah, that's what your tweet was. Yeah, yeah, tweet. They look like caution tape out there. I just love that man so much. He's just a treasure.
He is.
He's a great football coach.
Uh-huh.
He wins every year. I know he doesn't get the Super Bowls and all that. And somebody said he's the James Franklin of the NFL, which I thought was really funny because Tomlin needs to win some of these big games now. He does. There's no, it's Andy Reid, right? Like, you got to win some of those big games. And maybe a change of scenery is best for him. I don't think Pittsburgh wants a change of scenery in their, you know, from their viewpoint. I'm talking ownership because Tomlin is an unbelievable coach. That stuff yesterday, I was like, this is the best, man. I don't know who cuts my grass. Call Aspen.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
Comical, classic, perfect response. I mean, a little red ass-ish, but also a little funny and, you know, got to know that going forward when you ask Tomlin a question about that. So, yeah.
The fact that we're discussing the grass, though, in the NFL is still in 2025. I mean, with all the money that this league has, and you're telling me you care about player safety and every field is different.
Yep.
It would have been funny if there was a follow-up question like, is there any grass that you are an expert on? Hell yeah, no further questions. Tired of y'all.
Yeah. Tired of y'all.
About these uniforms.
Anyways. Sean Payton, Russell Wilson, they're beefing again. They just can't stay out of each other's hair. Sean Payton, this is him discussing Jackson Dart, the Giants, their switch at quarterback.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there coordinating Super Bowl. First game in this stadium before 9/11. Close with the mayor, Tisch family. And, you know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mayer not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game.
Russell Wilson responds on Twitter, classless but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media. Hashtag let's ride.
More is the one word that I'm going to use for this. We need more of this in the NFL. This is great.
Yes.
You got a former coach basically destroying his former quarterback, and then you got that guy responding, which is really, really awesome to me. But what was wrong with what Sean Payton had to say? There's nothing wrong with that. And it's also a good, you know, kind of feather in the cap for Jackson Dart that Sean Payton, an offensive guy, is like, we really like this guy, right? Like, he liked Mahomes coming out. We really like this guy, right? We didn't want to see him. We know he's better than what Russell. There's nothing wrong with saying that. And Russell corrupted that organization, guys. So I don't blame him. There's probably a lot of damage control that Sean Payton had to do because of Russell Wilson.
My one word is fake, because that just gives you more indication that whatever Russell Wilson is spewing is all fake. I don't let anything bother me. I do this and this. You're clearly hunting Twitter and finding comments and letting people text you and show it to you. And then you're going and pressing send. Like, you're letting us know that whatever you say, you know, that you are, you're not. So get over it. You're a loser.
Did you see the jersey that a Giants fan has that they were wearing at the game? Russell Wilson, number 3, and the nameplate was Mr. Limited.
Ooh, yes.
I re-X'd that if you want to look at it. It's outstanding.
Mr. Limited.
Would you rather go on a dinner date with Diego Pavia's mom or Jackson Dart's mom?
Dart. It's a good twosome there. Broncos, though, they're giving out compliments to Jackson Dart. This is one of the best defensive ends, one of the best defensive linemen in the National Football League. Nick Benito talking to Kay Adams, saying, hey, I may have been wrong about this guy.
Yeah, you know, I have to give him credit. He's a lot better than, you know, we all thought that, you know, he was when we played against him. He was obviously a really good player, you know, coming into the game, but just I feel like his feel for the game and his, you know, ability to be able to move, maneuver the pocket and make plays on the run. And you know, we even had a plan for it all week to be able to, you know, have eyes on him and rush him the right way. And he was still able to go around and make plays. So, you know, I was really impressed with him. And, you know, I know, you know, as the, you know, as years goes on, he's going to be a really good player, man. He's definitely going to be something, you know, going to have to watch out for in the league.
Truth. Mm-hmm. You get a veteran like that buying into your game already. That was a long soundbite, too. That was a 34-second soundbite where that guy talked about Jackson Dart. He obviously likes him. So that's the truth right there.
Yeah, my one word would be judgment. The NFL, the quarterback needs to be a little flashy, needs to have a little pizzazz to him. Mahomes has this new haircut, and I've noticed there's these two stripes in the back. I don't know if that's purposely done by the barber or maybe that's a birthmark. Either way, never seen him before. New haircut, new stripes. Jackson Dart comes in, Anakin Skywalker look, chain around the neck, kind of got the good smile, pretty boy white guy and quarterback in New York, living up to the hype, got a new vibe around the team. That guy's not as good as they think he is. Why? Because maybe he's a little arrogant. Shouldn't you want a little arrogance from your quarterback?
You got to have it.
You got to have something like that. And then he goes out there and he walks the walk, talks the talks, looks the look.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, like, Jackson Dart, rookie of the year favorites, obviously quarterback position, going to be that type of guy. But again, that's what you have to do if you are an up-and-coming quarterback in this league. Rodgers did it. Mahomes did it. Manning had to do it. Brady had to do it. All these guys have to lead with a heavy sword because you've got guys like Benito,
yeah,
like the Bruce Smiths of the world, like the Von Millers of the world, coming to rip your head off.
Pronounced Von Marr.
Yeah. Love that place. And the best way to do that is to give it right back. And Jackson Dart had that opportunity. Obviously, his defense folded in that game. But you love to see the respect being built because, yeah, Mahomes was really hot his first three games. And a lot of people were like, yeah, well, we'll see if it lasts. He's having fun. He's a little cocky. Boom.
It lasted here we are.
7 years,
still
8 years.
Going.
So I love it.
I do too. Your quarterback, as the kids are saying, you got to have that drip, man. You really have to have that Riz 6'7 to go out there and play that position. I saw an article about 6'7 yesterday, by the way, and the ending of it was adults are now onto it, so it's officially over.
Yeah, it's cooked. It's cooked probably for sure.
But that's what you want out of your quarterback. You want that guy being that alpha male, that number one dog that everybody's going to follow.
Somebody from the 816 says the nickname they're having, Dart and Scataboo in New York, is called Arm and Hammer.
Yeah, I've heard that one. Cool. Yeah, that's real. Somebody was telling me that the other day.
And they got Mr. Clean as their head coach.
For now. Mr. Clean.
Yeah, I've been 100% wrong about Dart so far. He's been awesome.
He's been great. He's just embodied everything. He's embraced it, too. Like, he's like, all right, fine, I'm going to go out here. I'm just going to be a red ass, and I'm going to embrace this thing, and I'm going to lead my team. And guys have responded. The defense has even responded to that, except their coordinator.
Let me ask you something, Bobby Betts.
Yeah.
This just hit me, and we can react to it if we want later on in the show. Let's say they do fire Daboll.
Yeah.
You calling Lane Kiffin?
I don't mind that call at all, because I would be a hypocrite if I said no. Because
the offensive guy around Dart.
Right, because when Andy Reid drafted Patrick Mahomes, he called Cliff Kingsbury that day and said, what does this guy do well? And that was a brilliant move by Andy Reid. And so I would be a hypocrite if I didn't say, I mean, Lane would be on his second tour in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
He's redeemed himself in college.
This would be an S show. This would be a bad idea, Bob. Don't do this, Bob.
Why do you hate that, though?
He's not going to work in the NFL.
Hold on. Go to break. We'll talk about that, and we'll get back to the one word on a dance move here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
All right, let's keep this fiery chat going. For those of you that stuck on the radio through the commercial break, I greatly appreciate you. I appreciate all of you that listen to this show every day. You can follow us on Twitch, Twitter, X, Facebook, YouTube. Like and subscribe. You can watch our loud mouse on your screen if you'd like to. But we brought this up. I brought this up. The instigator in the flesh.
Call him the instigator, cause the revolution's here.
And you know it's right.
Name the artist.
No idea.
Tom Petty. So
my mom hates Tom Petty.
Oh,
Tom Petty hater.
I can understand why he must have danced with somebody.
We need to have her over for patio sessions and see if I can change her mind on Tom Petty. Right. And I won't back down. Even if it's a free falling moment, I won't back down.
And on Mary Jane's last dance, you know.
And you could stand me up at the gates of hell, and I won't back down. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to back down for this conversation that we had, because if Daboll's fired, you don't want to be hypocriticizing yourself.
Yeah.
Why not Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, no. I
how much more can you do at Ole Miss?
It is true.
Win a natty?
Win a playoff game? Make the playoffs?
Yeah.
We know he likes to jump.
He does.
To reference Third Eye Blind, he's a jumper, but not in that way.
Right.
Been Ole Miss for a minute now, though, right?
Yeah.
Been a while. Yep. Yeah, for him.
For him especially.
And he screams New York.
Boy, yeah. I mean, just pause for a second.
Yeah, okay.
Pause for a second. You've already got Scataboo and Dart. Add Lane Kiffin into that mix.
Yeah, it's a frat house.
And that's why Mac thinks it would be an S show.
Is that why you think it's an S show that way? See, I look, I'm not a hire a college guy. But this has got Pete Carroll 2.0 written all over it, too. I mean, when Pete Carroll left the Jets in New England and then went to USC. Yeah, well, how old was he when he came back into the NFL? Actually.
It might be close.
He's, what, 77 right now?
I think he's 75 right now, okay? So let's say it was 20 years ago. He's 74. So let's say he was 54 years old when he came back, just for argument's sake.
And Lane's, what, like 48?
Is Lane that young now? I think Lane's older than me. I think Lane's in his 50s at this point in time.
Looks great.
He does.
Doing yoga with some baddies.
Yeah.
He came back to Seattle after USC. You're speaking to Pete Carroll in 2010, so it would have been 25 years ago. He's 74. So
15 years ago.
So 15 years ago, yeah, thank you. So, what, 59 60. Years old, yeah, 60
so,
years old?
Yeah, so how old is Lame? Is he because I do think you can recreate. 50. He's 50. So he's, you know, he's like 9 years younger, 8 years younger by the time that hire happens. But he has all those life experience. Like, he worked for he literally worked for Al Davis, and the man took out an overhead projector to tell you why he was going to get fired. So he's got that experience. He's got the college experience. And obviously this is his guy. And the reason I said I would be a hypocrite is because Andy Reid did call Cliff Kingsbury the minute they drafted Patrick Mahomes and said, "What's this kid do?" And I always thought that's one of the most brilliant things that I've ever heard. Why aren't more coaches doing that? And so here we sit now. If you are going to move on from Daboll, the guy that had the success with this kid is Lane Kiffin. You kind of know each other. Like, that's a good marriage. The other one is potentially John Harbaugh getting fired out of Baltimore, because I think you had told me before the break, you said, this feels like Andy Reid's end in Philadelphia, you know, here in Baltimore right now with everything that's going on there. That may be a guy that has to move on to somewhere different just because it's time to make a change, right? And he may end up with the Giants if he's available at the end of the season.
Yeah, that's a great hire. A guy who's been there, done that, can kind of keep the fun in and the enthusiasm, the energetic, you know, nature of the Giants.
Yeah.
They might, the energetic nature of the Giants, but still have a football team, be an organization. I just don't know if Lane Kiffin, he can lead 18 and 20-year-olds. I don't know if he can lead a grown 30-year-old man.
But
I don't know.
We had these conversations about Pete Carroll, and I remember when he got hired at Seattle, and I said it. I go, "Oh, God, you're hiring this college coach who failed in the NFL? Boy, was I wrong about that one." But there aren't many of those. There really aren't. So I totally understand where you're coming from, because Nick Saban stunk in the NFL. Bill Belichick stinks in college.
Yeah.
You know, there's very few that have made that crossover that had that success. I mean, we go back to Jimmy Johnson, maybe Barry Switzer, but he inherited, you know, that team, you know, down there in Dallas. Pete Carroll was able to do it and make that move. I'm sure there's dudes that I'm forgetting off the top of my head, but that's kind of how I would view Lane Kiffin, as Pete Carroll 2.0, kind of that. Because when Pete Carroll came to the NFL, he's just off that. He had the drip back then, you know. I mean, this guy was with Reggie Bush and all this stuff at USC. Like, they turned LA on its head and made that program unbelievable. And then Seattle hired him. I'm like, oh God, he stunk in the NFL before. But I'll tell you what, his second tour in the NFL, one Super Bowl, went to another one, and
would you say Cliff Kingsbury was that in Arizona, or do you?
I'd give Kingsbury a chance too.
Really, you give Cliff? Wow. Okay.
Would that be more of a shit? would that be more of a S show? Whoops. Oh, there's your clip today.
That's it. Yeah. I think actually, I would rather have Lane.
You'd rather have Lane than who, did he say?
Than Cliff Kingsbury.
Than Cliff Kingsbury. No, I would too. I would too.
I think so too.
Yeah, no.
But I wouldn't rather have either, to be honest. But
if you were the Giants, who would you hire to work with that quarterback then?
I'd look at Joe Brady.
Oh, I'd give a long look to Joe Brady.
But you already went the Buffalo route. Now, are you firing the coach and the GM? Because if you're keeping the GM, then he has the Buffalo ties too, and we get down that.
You
got
to keep
hole.
The GM for getting Scadaboo and Dart in there.
You have to.
You can't get rid of him now. Yeah.
You got Abdul Carter as well.
Yeah.
We're not even talking about him. He's on the rise.
Yeah. I mean, that was a hell of a draft they had, guys.
It's looking pretty good, man.
Yeah, it was a hell of a draft that they had.
And not to mention Malik Nabers, the last season, obviously, hurt this year. That's not his fault, right? So, like that.
And then they got that tight end that nobody knows the name
of. Theo Johnson's good. Like, that's a good player.
I mean, he's a really nice football player.
They're starting to put together an offensive line.
Wandale Robinson is starting to play good.
Solid wide receiver depth piece.
Just imagine what Dart would be doing with Malik Nabers.
They would have won last week. That's for damn sure.
Well, does he play defense, Malik?
I mean, he could on Madden.
Play corner. Yeah.
So I think Lane Kiffin's probably going to be sniffed around now. Now, if Jackson Dart continues to have success, more and more people will think Lane Kiffin is the answer. And it's hard to argue that at this point.
It would be fun. It'd be entertaining.
It's better than hiring some loser offensive coordinator that's called plays for 6 weeks that some ball washer in the league is telling us is good. Bobby Slowicki.
Because you mentioned the trying to coach kids. The fortunate situation for Lane Kiffin is that was his kid, right? Like some people would say, oh, how do you, still hang out or how do you still, co-op with your 35-year-old son? Well, he was my son when he was a, 12-year-old. He's still my son. Mm-hmm. Like it was Dart. It's still Dart. It's still Kiffin. And now you've got more advanced toys around something that I would give most of credit to Lane Kiffin for raising him as the quarterback that he is. Nobody thought he'd be a talent out of the first round. Thanks for lunch. And all of a sudden, he's lived up to it. Now, again, mm-hmm. very small sample size for Jackson Dart. Yeah. But he's beaten some teams that other guys haven't beaten. He's shown that he's hanging around. It wasn't a flash in the pan. There's tons of video out already. Not a lot of video, but there's enough. And he went against what we were told is the best defense in football.
And you know what else he's done, Dusty? And it's something we've already talked about this morning, but it applies to this as well. He's created hope in a fan base that hasn't had any hope in a decade. I mean, I just know from talking to my dad every Sunday, like how excited he is now about this and how excited my friends are about the Giants again. Like it's awesome. He's created that hope. And that means a lot in the NFL and in sports, because if you don't have that quarterback that's giving you the hope and the opportunity to think you're going to win, you just don't have a team. Like look at the Jets. Look at some of these teams that don't have the quarterbacks, the Arizona Cardinals, like the Minnesota Vikings at this point in time, right? They don't have a quarterback right now that they can rely on. Your whole team is screwed when you don't have that star quarterback. And if you don't have that star quarterback, you just don't stand a chance in this league now.
Somebody says, I want Cliff Kingsbury to be my offensive coordinator when Nagy takes a job. I don't think Cliff's going back to coordination. I think he's going to take the head coach route, and if that doesn't work, then it's back to square one, I think.
Yeah, you don't leave Washington. You don't make that lateral move. And,
especially at a place where he's not going to call plays. Like, he's the OC. He's the runner of that whole offense in Washington.
He's
here in
the
Kansas
Spags
City,
of that offense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In Kansas City, that's not the case.
No, not at all. You're exactly right about that. He's not going to come here and just, kind of hang out with Andy for a while,
no,
right?
Exactly.
He wants to do that kind of stuff. They all do. That's what offensive coordinators want to do, right?
No doubt. No doubt. Somebody says, you know what else Jackson Dart did? He gave the Chiefs some really good video about that Denver defense.
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's a good angle.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely. He did. That's a great angle, because Jackson Dart went up there and put up 4 touchdowns against the Denver Broncos. That can we stop talking about their defense being the best in the NFL and being a good defense? Because they're not.
I mean, they are. They're a good defense. They just had maybe one hiccup. I don't know. I mean,
I think they can be scored upon.
I think they can. To your point. Yes, Dusty, they are a good defense. But to your point, Bob, yes, we talked about them, including me.
Both can be true.
Yeah, but it is both. Like juggernaut, best defense. Oh, my gosh. Legion of Boom-esque. And it's good.
The name that we get brought up again from the 816, a lot of good text today. You've had a good breakfast on the text line today. Isn't Kafka in line to take that team over if Daboll's gone?
I don't know. Do you move on?
That'd
to
be interesting.
I don't. Do you?
He's offensive.
He is, but do you turn it over to the assistant coach?
That's rare. When does that happen?
Like you fired the head coach and gave the job to the assistant?
Yeah, that is. I mean,
only
honestly,
as an interim, right? But like not as a full time job.
Like Antonio Pierce,
Well, it happened here. Romeo Crennel.
Oh, yeah,
but also too, nobody else would take that job.
Yeah, it was Dart times.
Or Dart times.
Ooh. What is the Chiefs dance move? What are we calling that?
I like that Chiefs dance move.
I do too. I'm Xavier calling it, Worthies.
Yeah.
For the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Listeners,
the trance, because you've put the other teams in a trance right now. They just don't know what to do. You've done that kind of like trance move. Ooh.
Well, they can't take our trademark of BBL stinky.
No.
So I just need to just call it Death Stank.
That stank.
BBL stinky.
D-A-T-S-T-A-N-K. Death Stank.
That stank.
What are you going with, Mac?
Yeah, I'll go with that stank.
There we go, baby.
BBL stinky.
That stank. It is 8 o'clock. Coming up on the other side, Art of the Text Line, smarter than Bob or Dusty. The answer, probably. We'll get to it next year on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.